It's 8:38. This is Sunday Breakfast here on BBC Radio Guernsey. It's Easter Sunday. Wishing you all a very happy Easter. And no doubt you'll be having some great times with your family as well. Have a good day. Now, this week, a survey of 700 children revealed deep concerns about children and pornography. 12% said they'd taken part in explicit sex films or photos. And 1 in 10 13-year-olds were worried they were addicted to porn. Well, what could be done to protect children and what role can faith communities play? Dr. Bex Lewis is a Christian. She's a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University. She's also the author of the book Raising Children in a Digital Age. And I'm glad to say she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a part of the programme this morning, Bex.
Sure.
It's a bit of a concern, but when I read this, that 12% said that they had taken part in explicit sex films or photos. Is that right?
Well, that actually was higher than I was expecting. I knew that a lot of children were accessing pornography, but the fact that people were participating in it, I know there's a certain amount of stuff going on around sexting where that old pressure of if you loved me, you'd sleep with me is now kind of converted to if you'd love me, you'd send me a risky picture. So there's certainly some of that going on, and I suspect that's where a lot of those numbers are from.
It's quite shocking and surprising. I say so for obvious reasons, but I also say so as a father who has children. If I can look at this whole area from a parental point of view, I know that there are questions to be asked in terms of internet providers and schools and churches, but if I could look from a parental point of view, is there support out there to help parents to kind of look at, address, and even begin to raise this subject with their children?
Yes, a lot of it is back down to conversation, and a lot of that is covered in my book. That's partly why I wrote the book, because I sensed in some of the talks that I was giving that parents were so nervous about the internet, probably even more nervous than talks about sex, and you've got the two together here, that they didn't really know how to talk to their children. They thought their children know everything, so there's no point trying to talk to them. And so I think it's really important that parents ensure that they understand what the internet does and, you know, what's on there if they don't already know that. But also understand both the kind of technical and the conversation angles that you can come in on. So you can use kind of filters and monitoring. But I think that only really works at the earlier age. The older they get, the more responsibility you have to give them, which means you need to be taking opportunities to have conversations about what they're seeing online and offline. And make sure that you as the parent or an older sibling are the person that they want to come and talk to, rather than them wanting to go online and look up things like sex education, which is going to bring back some of the worst stuff, probably.
It's interesting that I know that the whole issue of sex education is something that is talked about and raised in schools, even to the point of, talking to young people about it, even at junior school. And I know some parents have had a concern about, it's too young. But I guess in this day and age, with the ability to access inappropriate images on mobile phones, on computers and various other devices, it probably doesn't seem to make sense to teach young children sexuality in an appropriate manner.
Yes.
As soon as you can, I guess.
Yeah, I think the earlier you can start, more along the lines of have you seen anything that made you uncomfortable, but also making sure that you're not really using kind of a tablet maybe as a kind of babysitter, because if children are maybe looking up even something that seems as innocuous as Big Ben, that can return some of the wrong kind of results. And I think things like the NSPCC underwear rule video is probably a really good starting place for younger children. You don't want to chuck all the difficult stuff at them. You just want to make sure that they know if they feel uncomfortable about something, you're the first person that they're going to turn to.
What, if any, what can churches do if there is anything that they can do?
I think a lot of it is about making it a topic that is not shoved underneath the carpet, that is talked about. Martin Saunders wrote an article in February this year, which had done a kind of straw poll and said that 60% of Christian men and 20% of Christian women admitted to being regular users of porn. So he said if the adults haven't got their house in order, then the children certainly aren't going to. But we can also look at organisations working. So there's a conference called the Porn Scars Conference, as in scarred by what has happened to you. And that's run by 7 or 8 different Christian charities, such as the Romance Academy, Gold Digger Trust and Urban Saints. And what they're really trying to do is open up the conversation about what is really happening. And in conversation with parents, working out what they can actually do practically and not be so scared of it. The more you run away from something, the more you're not really dealing with it.
And just going back to the book that you've written, Raising Children in a Digital Age, what was it that actually, I suppose, pushed you into writing that book? Was there a specific incident or observation that you thought, you know, something needs to be written down and explored further on this subject?
Yeah, I mean, the publishers asked me to write it, and I originally said no, I work with over 18s, and then I thought back to kind of workshops that I run with church groups, and there's a lot of concern, particularly amongst youth leaders, about how they deal with this kind of topic or the internet in general. And so I thought, actually, the most useful thing I can do is, I think I'm quite good at translating between kind of academic stuff and everyday stuff, sit down, research it, and put that in front of people and really help people understand that the internet is here to stay, but it's not something to be afraid of. And actually, it's got a lot of positives. And the more that we can look at those positives, the less likely people are to go off and look at the darker side of the internet.
Well, Dr. Bex Lewis, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was Dr. Bex Lewis, a Christian. She is a research fellow in social media and online learning at Durham University. She's written a book entitled Raising Children in a Digital Age. You may find that book of some use. Again, Raising Children in a Digital Age. If you just Google that, I'm sure you'll be able to find that book.